Hello. Bueno.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Eliseo de Opinion Research, una firma de opinión pública nacional. Estamos hablando con personas de Texas el día de hoy y quisiéramos hacerle unas cuantas preguntas de manera confidencial. Con fines de control de calidad, esta llamada podría ser monitoreada o grabada. ¿Es usted Rachel Montalvo?
Sí.
Yes. Contamos con la opción de realizar esta encuesta en inglés o en español. ¿Preferiría completar la encuesta en inglés o en español?
In English.
Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on cell phone, someone on cell phone, and someone regular home phone? All or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
On cell phone.
Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
February 13, 2002.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Senior year.
Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
I don't know exactly where you're speaking of. Can you give me, like, more information?
Sure, I can repeat the question. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Okay, would you say lean towards probably or definitely Democratic?
Like an in-between.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. Myra Flores.
No. Least favorite, no. I don't know.
Never heard of? Or?
No.
Okay. Vicente Gonzalez.
Tampoco, no. Never heard.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Yes, I've heard.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, I know of him.
Okay, would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Abortion, education, national security and foreign affairs, healthcare, taxes, border security, jobs and the economy, climate change, fentanyl and drug addiction, crime and public safety, inflation, and the cost of living.
Jobs and the economy.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead to the November elections. First, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'd say like a 6 or 7 out of 10.
If the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, or Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
The Democrat.
Okay, would you say lean towards proudly or definitely?
Leaning toward.
Okay. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on taxes, families, on Texas families while raking in record profits. You say somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
All right. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those into the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
More likely.
Would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Yeah, thank you. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
No difference.
The American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working-class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices.
Less likely.
Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much more or less likely.
Okay. Despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies.
No different.
Okay. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Maya.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, would you say lean toward Democrat, or not so strong, or strong Democrat?
Leaning toward.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
How would you describe your economy circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Low income.
Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed, and looking for work?
Currently working.
Okay. And how many jobs do you currently have? One, two, or more?
One.
Okay. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish with some English, Spanish and English equally, most English, but some Spanish, only English at home, other languages?
Mostly Spanish, a little bit English.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
Thank you.